Could it be another big pill to swallow?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There's another possible mega merger in the pharmaceutical industry. Reports out this morning say the world's largest drug company, Pfizer, is in talks to buy its competitor, Wyeth. If the talks are successful, it could be a $60 billion deal. Big plans, of course, like this are a gamble in a tough economy, and nothing is certain with this one. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
Pfizer became the behemoth it is today through acquisitions made during the last 10 years. IHS Global Insight healthcare analyst Gustav Ando says they haven't been entirely successful. But he says Pfizer may need to make a big buy simply because it's running out of options.
You need to fill out your pipeline if you have a big drug that's going off patent, and Pfizer has the biggest of them all.
That would be Lipitor. It brings in a quarter of Pfizer's revenue. The patent runs out in 2011. So the scramble is on to nab another big seller. Enter Wyeth.
It has some good, strong drugs and new drugs that are on the market in those kind of areas that Pfizer wants to move into, which is oncology and vaccines.
Like the kids' vaccine, Prevnar. Ando says drugs like that continue to sell well even in a recession. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Worldwide markets, not so happy. Overseas markets mostly down. The Nikkei fell sharply, more than 3.5%. Hong Kong was down more than 1%. Europe's trading lower today. London, Paris, and Frankfurt are all down 1.5% to 3%. The Dow lost more than 100 points, more than 1% yesterday. The Nasdaq shed about 3%. Boy, what a time for California politics. State lawmakers still can't agree on how to plug an estimated $40 billion budget gap. Moody's downgraded the rating on billions of dollars worth of bonds that the state's already issued, and they threatened to downgrade California's overall credit rating. And all that has a lot of ramifications. Here's Rico Galliano.
Well, let's start with Californians. Tom Dreslar is spokesman for the state treasurer.
If we get downgraded, the economic harm will fall on taxpayers because the state will have to pay more to issue bonds.
And additional tax money would go to paying that debt instead of, for instance, health care. But what if you don't live in California? Marilyn Cohen of Envision Capital Management says you should still care about those downgraded bonds.
Since California is the largest issuer of tax-free bonds, probably anybody who is in the bond market has at one time or another owned a California general obligation bond.
That could include your bond fund or money market. Now, it may sound like the makings for another financial earthquake, but Cohen says investors and fund managers are probably steeled for the shock.
I think right now the overall market has baked into the market that they're going to be downgraded. I mean, it has been very well telegraphed about the situation for California.
And, of course, Golden State lawmakers might put together a budget plan and avoid a credit downgrade altogether. Seriously, it could happen. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
A sour economy seems to be disconnecting the cell phone market. A report out this morning predicts worldwide cell phone sales will shrink 9% this year. It's the first time the industry has contracted since 2001. Strategy Analytics says mobile phone companies will have to dial down expectations. The research company predicts 100 million fewer handsets will be sold worldwide this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
It looks like a Screen Actors Guild strike is a long shot. It's lost the support of a majority of the board after a faction within the union and the guild's president announced they back a plan to suspend the vote. Warner Brothers just can't seem to catch a break. The Hollywood studio cut hundreds of jobs this week. They're trying to survive in a time when big hits are few and far between. Even when it does have a blockbuster, can you say The Dark Knight? It gets mostly snubbed by Oscar. We're joined by Variety's Michael Spire. Michael, there's been so much hoopla over this latest Batman flick, yet it doesn't muster very many nominations. Why is that?
Well, this is the age-old question, which is, does the Academy represent what the public really wants to see and what the public likes? And in this case, the answer really is no. This was a billion-dollar hit. Critics loved it. It's been picking up awards all season long. But when it comes time for Oscars, something like The Reader, which is a very small World War II movie, that makes it in. The Dark Knight does it. It just shows a big disconnect between what the Academy likes and what the public and what critics like.
And it sounds like Warner's playing it pretty safe for the next big project too, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, they just announced that they're going back into their library, the Hanna-Barbera library,
yeah.
And they're bringing Tom and Jerry to the big screen, which kind of makes sense because it's a property everybody knows. Fox last year had a huge hit with Alvin and the Chipmunks, which is kind of the same thing, half live action, half CGI. That was a family film. So it kind of follows in that pattern of safe, big pre-sold movies that everyone can go to. The marketing's expensive. The production's expensive. They have to get $600, $500, $400 million worldwide in order to have a return on their investment. That's what happened with The Dark Knight. Of course, it made $1 billion worldwide. No one expected that. But the point is these studios are cutting back the amount of movies they make, and they're making bigger movies. So what we're going to see is more Pirates of the Caribbean. And so Tom and Jerry is a very, very safe bet, and that seems to be the way studios are going right now.
And apparently playing it safe doesn't mean much because Warner Brothers, you know, announced this week 800 jobs
and
gone.
That's the big miscommunication between the public and the studios and the conglomerates, which is here we have a studio like Warner Brothers that can make $1 billion on one specific movie. It was one film that made $1 billion, yet it doesn't really mean much in the big picture because they still have to cut jobs like the rest of the world right now. And, you know, all these safe bets, while it's putting money in the shareholders' pockets and it's keeping the stock relatively afloat, what it's not doing is saving jobs because there's too many people working.
Michael Spire, executive editor of Variety, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
By the way, word out this morning, General Electric reports a 44% drop in quarterly profits as the U.S. conglomerate and economic bellwether closed out one of the toughest years in its 117-year history. More online at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.